Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Tiki Barber.
Got the first down to the 10, to the 5, fighting! Touchdown, Tiki!
Brandon Tierney.
Not that every local person has great interpersonal skills, but Dan Quinn's a guy, and it matters in this town. Adam Gase was a mute.
Tiki and Tierney on The Fan, 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
What's happening, everybody? Good Monday to you here on The Fan, 10:02, Tiki and Tierney Show. Inside of the Town Fair Tire studio, our friends over at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Basically, 4 hours of football. Teak, I'm going to give you a heads up.
Okay.
Give you a heads up here right now. whether it's 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15, 20 years, whatever our length is here at WFAN, all right? If the Jets ever lose a playoff game like that, you're going solo. You're going solo. Listen, and by the way, when the Yankees lost in 2001,
yep,
after we beat the Mets in the Subway Series, that was a different level of sadness and despondency. Number one, the broken bat base hit off Mariano, highly improbable. But that was underneath the backdrop of 9/11.
True, you wanted fate to work in your favor.
I wanted New York to get lifted. Yep, that's I almost wanted it more for the... Not almost. I wanted it more for the Yankee fans who lost people than for me. I mean, yeah, I honestly mean that. So that was a different emotion, and hopefully an emotion we never need to revisit again. But just in terms of sitting down and watching a game and having a frozen rope touchdown, like if Zach Wilson connects with Elijah Moore or Corey Davis, although Davis will probably drop it, with 13 seconds to go in the divisional round against whomever, and then in 13 seconds, whomever we're playing goes 75 yards and we lose in overtime, I'm done. Then I'll just say, you know what? Beningo was 100% right.
Well, this is
he was right.
This is the argument for the changing of the overtime for sure, because this was one of the most epic games.
Unbelievable.
Forget game. Regular season, forget postseason, forget Super Bowl. It was one of the most epic games you've ever witnessed between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. They scored 25 points in the last minute and 50 seconds of regulation. And then when you count the overtime, where they just go down the field and score the Kansas City Chiefs, it was epically offensive and awesome, by the way. And it had me thinking, and I don't tweet much during postseason games because there's no Giants or Jets or anything relevant other than to most of my followers. But Josh Allen is easily the greatest dual-purpose quarterback I've ever seen.
I saw that tweet.
Who's second?
Just out of curiosity.
Probably Steve Young. But okay. I talked to my brother about this, and he said, yeah, but Steve Young ran like it was an accident waiting to happen. You remember he was always stumbling kind of falling down and making something happen here. Yeah. And,
looked vulnerable all the time.
Always looked like he was about to get rocked.
Yeah.
And he got away with it. And, you know, unfortunately, that is what got him out of the league, actually, the concussions that he sustained from being a runner. But when you see Josh Allen running off tackle with two lead blockers and jumping over defenders, it's like he's a running back playing quarterback, and then he can lace it 340 yards for a game and four touchdowns on a rope. There's no quarterback that's ever played the game like he does. And this is with Lamar Jackson, who can't nearly match the passing acumen. What he does on the football field is just, it's spectacular. And to believe I had doubts about him coming out of Wyoming.
Well, we all did.
Just because I guess we kind of saw a little bit in Wyoming, but not like this.
No, we didn't. Because you know why? And I told you this, you know this one. But I remember we were still in our condo. You know, we had two little ones crawling around. And it was a Saturday. I was doing tops the next day. And I go to hold myself up in our bedroom just to get away from the craziness, all the toys, the binkies, the bottles, the screaming. Like, I got to watch Josh Allen. Jen goes, who is Josh Allen? I said, he might be the next quarterback for the Jets. So I'm disappearing for 3 hours, right? And they played Iowa on the Big Ten Network.
That's right. I remember you told me this.
Remember this?
Yep.
And I went into our bedroom and I watched it. I'm like, ooh, this guy's a mess, man. Now, I also realized he didn't have a lot of NFL talent around him. Mm-hmm. But boy, oh boy, what Brian Daboll, what that staff, what they've done, obviously Shane and the GM Bean, what they've done to bring talent in for him to accelerate his delivery. And that's what we're all hoping that the Jets and the Giants do. But then nurture him and, you know, just incrementally add to his game and him taking on the workload and processing it and getting better and better. I'm almost more worried about Josh Allen than I am Patrick Mahomes for the next 10 years.
I don't disagree
with you. I'm serious.
I don't disagree with you, BT, because I know Patrick Mahomes ran a lot in this game. Scram had that big 35-yard run early. I forget what he finished the day with, Pat Mahomes on the ground.
That'd be 50, right?
Yeah, I think it was 69. He led the team in rushing. Josh Allen led his team in rushing. He actually had more rushing yards than Josh Allen did. But Pat Mahomes was rushing, scrambling. He was, you know, making things happen out of nothing. Josh Allen is having Brian Daboll called prescribed quarterback runs. There's no options. Not like you can throw the football. It's not like you're going to hand it off to a running back either. It's Josh Allen, be our running back on this particular play. And it's just awesome to see. So when I first started seeing, or at least buying in to the mobile quarterback in the NFL, remember Lamar Jackson comes in, he rushes for 1,000 yards. And we have Kyler Murray, who wins the Rookie of the Year for the Arizona Cardinals. It's like, man, it's finally actually changing to this college game. Josh Allen was not on my radar as the guy who would be the best of the bunch. He's easily the best of the bunch because there's things you can't defend against him because he can also throw it 50 yards down the field on a rope.
Much more than that.
Oh, yeah, the 75-yard touchdown.
Get the best arm in football.
The 75-yard touchdown was just ridiculous.
It's bonkers. Could have got 80 yards if he had to.
That's right.
Just football nirvana. I mean, if you didn't enjoy yesterday and Saturday, you're just not a football fan. 877-337-6666. One of these years, we will get hopefully both. Probably start with one, either the Jets or the Giants, and that's what we're talking about, you know, late January here on WFAN. But let's also now get into, as much as we rave about Josh Allen, let's get into the myriad mistakes that they made with 13 seconds to go. Number one, the absolute wrong move, kicking the ball to the end zone. Don't tell me, well, if it's a little short, you run the risk of a run back. Nonsense. You chisel 5 seconds off. That's the absolute right play. Yes or no?
Squib kick it. Hard squib kick it. Right down the middle
bounce
of the field.
Bounce all around.
Let it bounce all around. Let an offensive lineman on the 20-yard line pick that thing up and have to think about what he's going to do with it. Because, I mean, maybe he takes a knee and it ends the play, but the clock starts ticking.
Correct.
Right away. And, you know, now you have 8 seconds.
I don't know how they messed that up. And it's basically, even though they had all their Hail Marys, it's still, in essence, you know, if that first pass does nothing, it's completely Hail Mary. So I don't know if we all agree, but certainly you and I are in lockstep. They messed that up, number one. Number two, the defense they played that final sequence before the overtime was far too soft, far too spacious. The hill, and I understand you got to guard against, you know, getting beat deep. I understand that that's part of it, but, you know, Hill with a 19-yard gash, Kelsey with a 25-yard gash. I thought they were in the wrong defense. And then they could have manipulated the rules several different ways on that last play. They could have committed a foul, a penalty.
Yep.
You know, grab Kelsey at the 6th or 7th yard, give him an automatic first down. They get the 5 yards, clock chisels off. Like, the Bills melted down. They melted down. So I don't really want to hear too many excuses about
overtime.
Well, overtime isn't really fair. You didn't really get to touch the ball. That's not fair. And you know what? That's partially true.
It is true.
But the Bills messed up so much in 13 seconds, they deserve to go home.
I don't disagree, BT. Look, we saw this a couple of weeks ago. I forget who it was. It was last week, actually. It was the Cowboys game. they weren't protecting the sidelines. You know, it's the 49ers weren't protecting the sidelines, and therefore the Cowboys were able to, you know, 10 yards, get the ball, get out of bounds. So the Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, the Buffalo Bills did the exact opposite. They protected the sidelines and gave away the middle of the field, and against a really good team with explosive playmakers and a quarterback, they're gonna get 50 yards in two plays. Uh-huh. And so, yes, I hear you on the Buffalo Bills, but it's really hard in that moment to figure out what's right other than just playing regular defense. If it was me, and I've always felt this way, 10 seconds, 2 minutes, play the defense that you would play, right? You're not going to get – maybe you're going to get beat, but play a shell cover two defense so that there's safety nets back there.
You mean you shouldn't blitz like the Bucs?
Yeah, but the Bucs, that was just bad coach. That was horrendous. That was Winfield, Antoine Winfield Jr. staring in the backfield on an all-out blitz and getting –
But you still shouldn't even blitz there is my point. Does his job.
I don't mind the all-out blitz there. But
I didn't like it.
When Cooper Kupp is in the slot, he's doing one of two things. He's either running a crossing route, uh-huh. which makes no sense in that situation, or he's running up the seam. He's the tight end. You know the tight end that we always see running up the seam?
Mm-hmm.
When Cooper Kupp is in the slot, that's what he's doing. He was poorly coached and instructed incorrectly, squatting, sitting on a quick out, and Cooper Kupp just runs right past him. So that's bad coaching. I actually don't mind the call, but you're right. It always seems to come down to a defense making a mistake, and this weekend was certainly one of those weekends where defenses needed to hold up their part for their respective teams to win, and they did not, and therefore they lose.
877-337-6666. Obviously reacting to this out of the shoot. And I want you guys to, and we're going to get to the phones here, as we always do in the first segment of the show. I want you guys to start to process this question, because I think I know my answer, but... No, I do know my answer, but I'm not going to reveal it yet. And the scenario will be this. What is tougher as a fan, all right, to be irrelevant, you know, 4-13, 5-12, start prepping for the draft in October, maybe you fire a new coach, maybe it's time for a new GM, complete irrelevance, you almost don't want to watch your team play because there's really no upside, that or to lose in the manner in which the Bills did. Now, I don't know that there's an in-between. I don't know if you can call up and say, you can try for sure, and then we'll hear you out. But, well, a little bit of this. No, I think it's one of the two. I've got mine, and I'm going to lay it on you. But that is brutal. Now, again, if you have a couple championships, maybe the Bills fan wakes up and feels a little bit different today. But when you have no championships and you're euphoric with 13, I mean, you see the Allen suite? They had 37 members of the Allen family.
Yeah.
They're pounding beers. They were going bonkers. Then they lose. Wow. 877-337-6666. Okay. Let's start with Mike, who was in Belmore, and Mike is up first on the fan on Tiki and Tierney. Mike.
What's going on, guys?
What's happening, man?
Time caller.
Yo.
I'm going to disagree with your overtime take. I think you guys said can't really complain. I think that was the biggest call of the game. It dictated the whole entire, you know, not dictating playoff games, it's dictating possible Super Bowl winners. All based on a coin flip.
Yeah, okay.
So whoever gets the ball is winning.
Well, Michael, let me ask you a question. What's the difference, say the Yanks are playing the Red Sox or the Mets are playing the Braves, okay? What is the difference? You know, the Mets lose, say, 6-5 when Freddie Freeman hits a walk-off double because the game just happens to be in Atlanta. Like, I understand that there's a randomness with the coin flip. I get that. And that's hard to accept at that high level of play. We all want to see Josh Allen get the rock.
Yeah.
But, if you did 2, 3, or 4 things before that, there would have been no coin flip.
And I agree with that.
Okay.
But my counter-argument is that you guys think the rule should be changed. Because at the end of the day, the game was dictated by a coin flip.
Yeah.
It wasn't Josh Allen did not get a chance. The Chiefs won because Patrick Mahomes got the ball first. Simple.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem, Mike, and appreciate your call, but this overtime rule has been in effect for a few years now, and it used to be too long, right? Overtime was way too long, and so they cut it down to 10 minutes, and now instead of doing sudden death, it's you have to score a touchdown as opposed to kicking a field goal. We all know the rules, right?
Yep.
Otherwise, the other team gets an opportunity. At the end of the day, the reason I don't have a problem with overtime, and I know it sucks. I'm not saying it doesn't suck, because if you're a Bills fan, it really sucks that Josh Allen, who was playing about as good as any player that's played this year in this game, didn't get a chance to win in overtime. But it's not just an offensive game. We're not playing 7-on-7. You know, we're not in this in pass skeleton, which is what they call it when there's no linemen and just, you know, quarterback standing in the back and throwing it to wide receivers on DBs. It's not 7-on-7. You got to play defense. And at the end of the day, as we were just alluding to, the Bills, led by Leslie Frazier, who's a really good defensive coordinator, called the wrong schemes, and they didn't make the plays. And if, yeah, Travis Kelce catches a seam route, tackle him.
Right? Yeah.
He doesn't have to go 25 yards. Be in position to make the play. So I can't discount the plays that the Kansas City Chiefs made, and I can't excuse culpability of the Buffalo Bills not making the defensive plays for the number one defense. That's all we heard coming into this game. The number one defense in the National Football League from yards and points and everything else, they didn't play defense when it mattered most. Do that, overtime doesn't matter.
It's impossible to disagree with that. Stewart's in Brooklyn. Stewart's on the fan, Tiki and Tierney. Stewart, what's up, bub?
Hey, what's going on, Brandon and Tiki?
What's up, Stewart?
With the Bills, man, what a game. I mean, they had this game more than once. But that 13 seconds meltdown, that's going to sting for years. They should have squibbed the kick, get the clock down to 9 seconds.
Agreed.
Now Mahomes can't get off two passes and a field goal attempt, left with only enough time for two plays, not three, you know, rush free and have eight defenders in coverage. And my other point is, with the physical pressure of Allen running, they need to add another back bigger than 5'7", you know, just to beat down the front door of defenses.
Yeah, but he's that guy, though, Stuart. I mean, that's he's that guy. He's
the power
back.
But he can't be
back.
That guy forever. I think that's kind of what Stewart's getting at.
I 100% agree.
Otherwise,
with you
look like Big Ben at the end.
But for right now, that's what their process is. They you got to remember, the Bills want to be wide open. Like they want 11 personnel, three wide receivers, an athletic tight end, and Dawson Knox.
Yeah.
They want running backs that can catch the ball out of the backfield and potentially be wide receivers themselves. They want to play wide open football. They're not a pound it team, and when they try to do that, they're not at their best. Get DBs on the field, take advantage of them with Josh Allen running the football on smaller defensive players as opposed to linebackers. That's their MO.
Okay. 877-337-6666. Ryan's in Norwich, Connecticut. Ryan, you're on the fan. Excuse me, you're on the fan with Tiki and Tierney. How are you today, bub?
Hey, good morning, guys. Congrats on the new gig.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yep. On the overtime rules, Tiki, you guys know this first came up. I remember this first came up 2008 Colts Chargers. The Chargers went right down the field, and I think it was Darren Sproles went in for the winning touchdown.
Yep.
And that's all you heard was, oh, my God, Peyton Manning didn't get a chance, you know, to touch the ball in overtime.
That's right.
And the same thing, Patriots-Falcons, nobody's mentioned that yet. Atlanta didn't get a chance to touch the ball in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
So, I mean, this isn't anything new. It only, obviously, when it happens, then it's everybody wants to throw their arms up in the air.
Yeah, you're right.
What's going on? You've got to change it. And you know what? Squib the ball. I couldn't believe that either. Squib the ball down the field. Make them use about 3 or 4 seconds, and you know what? Then you guys are playing in Buffalo.
But I mean, listen, Ryan, here's the bottom line. Thanks for the call there. But if they would have used their heads a little bit more effectively in that situation, they would have turned, instead of a 49-yard field goal attempt, there would have been a Hail Mary for the end zone.
Yes.
And I'll take my chances with that any day of the week.
No, 100%.
They mismanaged it, dude.
Or it's a 60-something-yard field goal.
Yeah, or that.
You
sure.
know what I mean?
That.
It's something that's less likely to be successful.
Correct.
For sure.
Listen, you want to tell me...
But he's right about the overtime rules. We've seen this many, many times.
I understand that. Now, that doesn't mean just because we've seen many things many times that we can't have a conversation about maybe changing things up. I'm not taking the Bills off the hook because they knew the rules and they melted down a little bit at the end. There is randomness to this, and until that changes, then we got to live by the rules. But if you tell me next year the competition committee comes out and they vote just for playoff games, it's not practical during 17 regular season games to play 10 or 15 more minutes of football, I get that. You want to have every playoff game an extra quarter or an extra 10 minutes, I'm fine with that. You want to have a situation where even, and I would be okay with this as well, you predetermine, like, okay, we're at Arrowhead. You know what? If this game goes to overtime, Kansas City gets the ball first. You know why? That now wouldn't have mattered yesterday, but in theory, that could alter how some teams attack the final few minutes of a game if they know that they're either getting the ball or they're not.
Because
you think about baseball. You know, hey, if we're down a run and we're home, the bullpen's used differently. You might bunt. You might move a guy over. There's different strategies.
Yeah.
If you know what the deal is.
That's actually really interesting.
I mean, that's what I would do.
That's actually a smart way to do it. Yeah. Earn the home game.
Yes.
Earn the home game.
But even during, like, even if the Jets and the Dolphins are playing in week six at MetLife, Jets are the home team. If there's overtime, Jets get the ball.
Yeah.
It's like the same concept as baseball.
Yeah. I mean, I get it in the regular season, why they would want it short, because you don't want these games. It crushes the window for the second game if it's an early game and it goes overtime, and that's money out of their pockets. But for the postseason, because you can't necessarily, because you are what your record is and you are who you are, but if you're the number one seed and or you have home games in the wild card round or the divisional round or ultimately in the championship round, if you have the higher seed, you get overtime choice.
You should get some advantages.
I agree.
Okay.
100%.
877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan on this Monday. Twitter at Tiki and Tierney. More calls. Obviously, football. Big day for the G-Men on Wednesday. Joe Shane will be introduced. And who knows? Maybe Brian Daboll and Mitchell Trubisky comes with him. Tiki and Tierney here on the Fan.
To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey Siri, play WFAN."
All right, Tiki and Tierney, 1028 on the Fan, 877-337-6666. So, as we told you a couple of weeks ago, one thing that we wanted to do is we started the new show to lay our foundation, connect with you, and, you know, show us certainly our respect what came before us, the great lineage here at the Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I wanted to bring in some of the older midday voices, right? Some of the vintage voices, the pioneers. And we've already rolled in our buddy Joe B. He was the first one. I mean, Joe B's got to be first. Come on. And then we had my man Jody Mack last week. And we've got, you ready, Dove? Your buddies. Well, at least one half of the crew, the sweater and the schmooze. We got Russ Salzberg coming in on Thursday. That'll be good. So he's still doing Giants stuff. It'll be very timely. Giants will introduce Joe Shane on Wednesday. And we'll have Russ coming up on Thursday. That'll be a lot of fun. A little later, T, we'll get into the fate of Brady and Rodgers. Wow. And, you know, I wanted to say this, too, before we get back to the phones. Really, really cool touch. Very classy. By the guys in front of us, Boomer and Gio, wearing the Clark Gillies jersey, sad. Mm-hmm. Still, you know, young. 67 is young. And that Islanders team is, wow. As, you know, it's just incredible. We know about the history there. And one of our guests later, Kevin James, the actor, who's a huge Jets guy, big Knicks guy, but also an Islanders fan. Maybe we'll get a little Clark Gillies story. We'll pay homage to Clark as well. But 67, rest in peace to him for sure, and condolences to his entire family.
Yeah, you're right. That one felt like it came out of nowhere.
Yep.
Because he had a cancer, short-lived, short-fought, I should say, that his daughter talked about. Nobody really knew about it. Just kind of came out of nowhere. So thoughts and prayers to his family.
Yeah, because all the articles were, it didn't really reference how, and you wonder. Right. And then, yeah, his daughter did come out with the tweet, so that was pretty cool. especially Boomers, a huge Ranger fan, rocking the Islanders gear. Good stuff. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Central New Jersey. Keith is on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Keith.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're good, Keith. What's up, man?
I got, you know, my big question with what the Bills did last night was, why are you protecting the out-of-bounds area when at the maximum they can only have three plays anyway?
Yeah. No, I have no idea. We were just talking about that because you saw the Cowboys 49ers game. You remember this from last weekend?
Yeah.
The Cowboys were just quick 10 yards and out of bounds, but they had over a minute left.
Yep.
So, I mean, the 49ers took the wrong approach by not protecting the sideline until they did protect the sideline, and then that's when Dak runs and gets 14 yards and the clock runs out. It was the exact opposite. You don't need to protect the sidelines when they only have 13 seconds and 75 yards to go. So it was just bad situational management. We talk about this all the time, Keith, right? Why are the Patriots always so good in these situations? Because they practice them. And not just for the players, but the coaches themselves in their minds. They know exactly what to do in every situation. Disappointing, I would say, for the Bills, because after that last quarter where they were just blow for blow with the Kansas City Chiefs, they let themselves down on defense.
It was the best 5 minutes of football I've ever seen.
I mean
that exchange really, was insanity.
100%. I mean, in clock time, it was less than 2 minutes.
I know,
which
it was
ridiculous.
I saw an article earlier this morning on CBSSports.com. They compiled the list of, in their estimation, the 12 greatest playoff games of all time. Right now, they actually left this one off because they wanted to, you know, create the template without last night. But
true.
The point being, this is obviously
it's
going to
be there.
Oh, there's no question. And the funny thing is, I know a lot of times we're a little hyperbolic in this medium. Oh, the best game. Oh, this guy's great. Yeah, we sometimes overstate things. Maybe me a little more than Tiki. But a bunch of these games on the list on CBSSports.com were either before we were born or when we were too young to remember. Like, you know, the 58 NFL championship game, the Colts and the Giants. Or the 67 NFL championship game or the 71 divisional round with Miami and Kansas City overtime.
Yeah.
Half the list was before we even saw it. So in terms of what you and I have consumed as fans, I mean, it might be hyperbolic, but I don't know. That was the greatest game I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was epic. Especially offensively. Defensively, you're like, what the hell are you guys doing?
But that's what we wanted. Nobody's going to sit here and say that 9-6 game was the greatest game we've ever seen.
Well, the problem is if there are defensive masterpieces, most people don't get it. Like, they see it and they understand it, but they don't get it. Like, you can't point to exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different when it's offense.
That's true. 877-337-6666. Mike is up in Poughkeepsie, home of the Red Foxes. What's up, Mike? Mike, bring down the radio,
buddy. What's up, Mike?
All right, Mike, we got to let you go. I mean, Mike, you're in Poughkeepsie trying to give you some love. Get it together, dude. Come on. How about Seifert? He had a good point about, with 13 seconds left, you know, about, you know, committing penalties and manipulating things, but I don't know, maybe he'll get his act together. Dan is in Seaford, and Dan is on the Fan.
Hey.
Danny.
Hey, guys. Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, man.
Just watching these games over the weekend, what is the NFC going to do for the next 10 or 15 years to match these quarterbacks that the AFC has?
I mean, it's a great
you got
point.
Burrow, you got the guy from San Diego, you got the two guys, Allen, Mahomes. I mean, who in the NFC is going to match these guys?
That's a good point.
And the answer is nobody.
I'm trying to think.
The answer is
nobody.
And
I'm looking at the rock. Like,
I mean,
who's
the guy in the NFC?
I mean, it's Dak. Dak is the only one. Dak is the only young like superstar potential quarterback. I know. Potential.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think he's a superstar. It's not Seattle, not San Fran, not Arizona.
I mean, listen, in theory, if Trey Lance became a superstar, who knows? Coach, I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, but you haven't seen it yet. There's no trajectory of it. Burrow is a stud. Mahomes is a stud. Josh Allen is a stud.
Yep. Did you say Herbert?
Herbert is a stud.
Did you say Zach?
I did not say Zach yet. We got to wait on Zach.
Put him in there, T.
Give Zach some time before you start lumping any of those things on him. Yeah, I mean, it is really all in the AFC. The top four of the young quarterbacks, let's say, are all in the AFC.
Who's even number two in the NFC? If we want to even, like, push
from
Dak.
From a young quarterback?
Yeah, let's even push Dak a tier higher than he really belongs. You think about it, right? Brady's almost done. Rodgers almost done. Russell Wilson might be dealt. Russell Wilson, hell, he could be in the AFC. We don't know about Daniel Jones. Washington doesn't have a quarterback. Kirk Cousins, whatever.
Carolina doesn't have a quarterback.
Justin Fields?
It's got to be Justin
Maybe
Fields.
Maybe Justin?
The second best young quarterback is Justin Fields in the NFC. What's that telling you?
Interesting. let's get Pat, who's in Brick, New Jersey. Pat is on the fan. What's happening, Pat?
Jerry, what's happening, my friend?
Pat!
What's up, Pat?
Are you ready? Get ready. Go to sleep. I'm going to give you the answer to overtime. You ready?
All right, go ahead.
Go.
All right, each team possesses the ball once. With the exception of the team who gets it first, there's a safety. Hey, you're stupid enough to get a safety, you lose the game. Now, each team gets the ball once. If you're tied, if each team gets the ball once, now the next four wins. And the advantage would have gone to Kansas City, but they won a coin flip. But in that game yesterday, you know what I know. You want to see Mahomes have it six times in overtime? And Allen have it six times in overtime. But this way, the team who gets it first, your advantage is whatever you get, the other team matches it. Now you get the ball back. Next score wins. What do you think?
I mean, it is a way to go about it. It's almost mirroring the college rule a little bit, except for instead of having the back and forth like they do in college with the scores, and then eventually goes to 2-point conversions.
Which is moronic unless you have the over. It's awesome.
Because you've seen that.
And we did.
It was a game that went
11
to
11 overtimes.
It was 11. It was 11. That's right. They didn't score until the ninth one.
Yeah.
But 11 over. The only, I mean, that actually makes sense.
We could sit all day, and I'm okay with suggestions, but
I don't mind that one at all. Like, if you go down and score, say you go and kick a field goal,
okay.
The other team has a possession. If they score a touchdown, they win. If they kick a field goal, then it's
keep going.
Yeah, it's no different than it already is.
Okay,
except for you take off the if you score a touchdown, the game is over.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Yeah, so I'm okay with that.
I don't mind that one.
That's
actually
not radical. That's just common sense. Actually,
I agree. With
you.
You
really think about it, I get it. But again, until this changes, It's really wasted airtime.
Yeah. You know, they should do.
God, could you imagine if one of our teams lost that way? I know I always get selfish with the Jets, but if the Jets or the Giants lost in that manner.
Oh, I'd be miserable. There would be, every call would be about changing the overtime rules. Every single call would be about
it. It would be, Dove, you've been here for a long time. What is the what's the hardest loss, like the most grueling loss? Maybe 98, because the Giants haven't had many. Giants get there, they usually win.
Yeah.
Usually. I mean, is it Jets, Broncos in 98? Is it Yankees, D-backs in 01? You know what? I think I have one. I think the Mets and the Cardinals in 06 with Wainwright throwing that nasty deuce to Beltran and him not taking the bat off his shoulders.
Right. Yeah,
I know that really, that's a tough one as well. But, wow. I really don't know. I don't know how I would do a show if this is what happened to my Jets last night. I don't know. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney up until 2. Just getting going. Kevin James next hour. The Brady-Rogers angle. Will one retire? Will both retire? Will one has to be dealt? Whatever. And also, is this it? Is Daboll in line for the G-Men job after Joe Shane is introduced on Wednesday? Tiki and Tierney on the fan. All right, Teak. 1046 here on the fan. Tiki and Tierney, 1-877-337-6666. I mean, listen, one of the great things about being a fan is that, you've got this brethren, you've got this common goal, this common connection that we all chase, and the tailgates and the conversations, the energy, the tweets, the euphoria when things really actually go well. But the utter despondency, whether it's I referenced the 06 Mets with Beltran, the 01 Yankees, 9-11, your 02 Giants, the Trey Junkin game.
Yeah.
The 49ers, obviously, the 94 Knicks, game 6 or 7, take a pick. Game 6 was very different, but obviously that dream was squashed. The more you love it, the more it hurts.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the bottom line.
Especially for fans who haven't seen it in a while.
That's the key. The Bills fans have never seen it.
That's right.
They don't have a Super Bowl.
That's right.
Wow. 877-337-6666. Mark is in Point Pleasant, and Mark is on the fan. Tiki and Tierney. Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Long-time listener. First off, I just wanted to say to Tiki, I've been a lifelong Giant fan.
Appreciate you.
And you were always one of my favorite Giants. I thought you were instrumental in getting that team to where they eventually went. And I also have your jersey. So
nice. I love it.
Well, you got one more part of the jersey than I have.
Yeah, maybe I'll see you down on the boardwalk one of these days. We get down to Point Pleasant every summer. So,
come give me the heads up on a Friday, and I'll wear it over the weekend.
Nice. I love it.
But so check it out, and you would be obviously a pro on this, Tiki. I'm watching the game last night. I'm rooting for the Bills, because they're a New York team.
Yep.
And Josh Allen was awesome. But here's the thing. With 13 seconds to go, why are you in a prevent with being up by only a field goal? If you're up by 7, I kind of get it. Like, yes. They got to march the whole field and punch it in the end zone.
That's right.
And I'm like, in a day of analytics, which I'm not 100% for, what are the analytics on prevent? Because prevent tends to kill teams all the time. Why not just step on the neck, stay on it, and play your regular defense?
100%.
And then lastly, I'm watching, like, you know, the replay. I don't know who 39 is on the Bills, but if you're a player on the field, like, and you were a player, Tiki,
yep,
and you see that you're nowhere near anything, he's all the way out by the sideline.
That's
he's
right.
He's like 20 yards off of GLE. They're not even in a, like, a wide receiver set. Kelsey's like on the edge. What are you thinking? Like, so now he catches the ball, Kelsey, and that guy's got to make up the 20 yards he's off the line, and then another like 15 or so from the sideline. Even if they would have tackled him when he caught the ball, it would have been a farther field goal. There was nowhere near him.
Yeah, you're right. They were protecting the sidelines for no reason. It was one of those things that it frustrated you when you saw it on the field, because a team like the Kansas City Chiefs has such explosive players. The last thing you want to do is give them space. Don't give them space. Make it all clustered. Drop eight guys, as you mentioned, BT. Play your regular, you know, rush three defense and make them earn something as opposed to giving them free yardage. And mm-hmm. that ultimately came back to bite them. The other thing that BT and I were talking about in the break here, and this is what I would have done. And BT's
the first
right,
thing I said to start
the
show.
Thing BT said, foul them. Like, five guys or however many, I think it was four or five guys going off the ball. Tackle them all, knock them down.
Past the 50 yards,
exactly. Get the five whatever
illegal
it is.
Illegal contact,
5 yard penalty. Mm-hmm. Pat Mahomes is going to scramble around because he's still going to try to make something happen, even though he has nowhere to go with the football. You take the penalty, even if it's 15 yards. There's 3 seconds left.
It's a Hail Mary. Happen on the final play. Obviously, game can't end on a penalty, but that's why the Bills. As much as I feel for their fans, I do. Their approach, the final 13 seconds, was horrendous.
Yeah, you're right.
They were vacant. Their minds took a hiatus. They stopped functioning.
Levi Wallace, by the way, that was number 39.
Yep. 877-337-6666. Tony, Staten Island on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. What up, Tone?
Good morning, guys. Could you hear me okay?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Man.
We
What's
got
up,
you.
Man?
All right, so just a few things in regards to the Buffalo game. One other thing, Tiki, a heartbreaking loss was the 97 Giants against the Vikings. You guys had that game in the bag.
Oh,
and
yeah, you mean, that's right. I almost forgot that about that one. Oh, that was the worst.
That was a disaster.
By the way, Tony, that was the worst game of my career, other than the San Francisco one, because that was my rookie season. I don't think we lost in the division that year. Coach Fossil won Coach of the Year in the NFC, and then we were beating them. There was they started fighting in the tunnel.
I remember you telling
Meaning
me about this.
Our guys, our defense, right. Tito and all those guys started fighting.
Tito Wooten?
Yeah, started fighting themselves in the tunnel. Because I'm in the locker room. I'm like, where the hell is everybody? Nobody was in the locker room. They were fighting in the tunnel.
Oh, my God.
And then obviously the second half, we come out and get destroyed. Yeah, that was a bad one, Tony. Thanks for bringing that one up.
that was a disaster. Hey, so let me get into the Bills' strategy on the kick. So there's 14 seconds.
Yep.
So listen to me. If the kick is squibbed, the clock does not start until the receiving team touches the
ball.
That's right. So let's assume on the squib, the ball doesn't go that far, is touched by one of the up men who falls down and gives himself up. Thus, he'll knock out 1 or 2 seconds with a squib kick.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so now, next strategy. Ready? Kick it deep like they did. Give a touchback. Don't take any time off the clock. However, you make them go from the 25, okay?
Yeah.
And then the third strategy is what should have been done was to kick it high and deep. Not into the end zone, but put it about the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
You will force them at this point either, number one, to call a fair catch when no time would run off, or take the ball and fall down and give yourself up, or then begin a return.
Yeah.
So they could have done the return and knocked the cup. So I think the proper play would have been to kick it deep, forcing a fair catch, forcing a return, or forcing a play to give yourself up. So,
yeah,
100% Tone. It's not even. I totally agree.
But Tony,
I think that Romo even said that before that transpired. I say the same thing.
There's a unique kick, and it's hard to do. So you got to kick it over the front line, but not necessarily a pop fly, because you don't want it. You don't want to give them the option to fair catch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you want to kick it like 40 yards or so that it lands at about the 20. Not high, so it's not high in the air. So the back's not going to signal for the fair catch. It's going to hit the ground behind the front line. And it's going to roll I don't know, 10, 15 yards, someone's bound to pick it up, and 5 seconds at least are running off the clock, even if they kneel. So that's the kick. It's just hard to do because these guys don't practice it enough.
Well, what the hell do they do in practice while everybody's beating the crap out of each other? That's what you should be practicing.
Playing golf.
Well, I mean, listen, here's the thing. It's funny you bring up golf because, you know, there's those of us who watch golf. There's times where you go for it.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about you and I. I mean the pros, right? You go for it. And then there's times where you lay up. You take a 3-wood off the tee. You hit a nice 3-iron. You bang it, whatever these guys bang it, which is a moonshot. Anyway, don't tell me that a kicker whose only responsibility is to kick the ball certain distances cannot program himself, even under the most duress mentally, like last night, to put it within a 3-, 4-, 5-yard radius of where he needs to do it. Because it's like a pitcher. Hey, if now it depends how hard you can throw at your max, but if a guy throws 100, you're telling me, and I already know the answer, that pitcher can't very easily, with his eyes shut, throw it to 90 and say, you know what, I'm taking it. And by the way, if he misses 90, maybe it's 89, maybe it's 91. He's not going to miss it to 82, if he's trying to throw 90.
But you have to also have that kick land perfectly in the middle of the field. Because if it goes out of bounds, the ball comes out to the 45.
So, well, you're not going to kick it out. You're not going to kick it left or right.
No.
If you do that, that's a horrendous thing. You kick it right in the middle of the field.
Here's the thing.
To within a 5-yard radius where they can't fair catch it, bangs around a little bit, and you see what happens.
You know what the problem is with the NFL as it pertains to these special teams coaches, these special situational moments that happen in games? Now, all of a sudden, this will be a talking point this offseason for every team. But it's reactionary. And so it's the really great special teams coaches or defensive coaches or whatever that have preemptively thought about these things, and not enough teams have. They just don't. They get so focused on worrying about the routine, like getting your kicks blocked, your punts blocked, like the Green Bay Packers.
Gee, that was
getting
insane.
I mean, they lost that game on special teams. I don't know if I've ever seen a playoff game where the special teams lost the game.
How about the Vikings? Remember they played outside and they missed that like 23-yard field goal?
Yeah, but that
when
was
when they were playing at Minnesota Gopher Stadium. That was one play.
That was one play.
You're talking about multiple plays?
It was multiple plays.
Yeah, that's true.
At least four special teams plays.
That's true. Missed a field goal. Obviously had it brought back to the house on the punt.
Cost the Green Bay Packers. The San Francisco 49ers didn't score an offensive touchdown, and Jimmy Garoppolo threw for 113 yards and an interception, and they won.
Yeah, and Josh Allen played two of the greatest playoff games back-to-back, and he's home.
That's right.
That's not fair.
That's right.
877-337-6666, Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. All right, obviously a multitude of football topics to hop into. Joe Shane will be introduced on Wednesday. You know, is it Daboll? Daboll season's over now. If that's his guy, he can obviously make that happen. A few other, you know, defensive guys are suddenly in the mix for the Giants. One name that is, I'm not going to say that it's not worthy because I don't really know a ton about him.
Yeah.
But one name has emerged. We'll find that level of seriousness with that. We'll take more calls, obviously, here on the Fan Twitter as well, at Tiki and Tierney. And really, what's worse? Just losing the way the Bills lost or never having a chance. I guess it's like being in love or never being in love. And when you're in love, you get hurt. If you're never in love, you don't get hurt. So what's worse of the two evils there? The lesser of the two evils, I should say. 877-337-6666.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.